Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Siri. Can I please have the phone number for the account you're calling about?
Yes, 253-863-1181.
What's your email address?
SandraTeeter@comcast.net.
How do you spell Teeter? Is it T-E?
No, T-E-T-E-R.
Now, what's your first and last name?
Sandra Teeter, T-E-T-E-R.
I have an account for, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I have an account for dmvrecords.us.org, and the account has been canceled and refunded. The cancellation number is 346-666-82, and the refund number is 151-5050. Did you want to get a pen and a paper out and for me to repeat that?
Yeah, because there's a lot of static on the line. I got your last part, 151-5050, and the first one was 346-683. Is that correct?
No, the cancellation number is 346-666-86.
Okay, got it now. So when would I expect to see that on my account? Because there's
it
a charge.
It was refunded on May 21st, and it takes 3 to 5 business days for you to receive that refund back.
Okay.
So May 21st was, what day was May 21st? Do you know?
I don't know, but there's a charge on May 22nd. So is this continuing? Is it still in your records to continue charging me?
Once the account's been canceled and refunded, you'll no longer be billed. And I don't see a charge for May 22nd. I just see one for May 15th, and you was refunded on May 21st. The charge was on May 15th. You was refunded May 21st.
Okay. Well, I don't see that on the account. I just see an additional charge on the 22nd.
Let me see if I can find another account that... you might be what, under.
Yeah, what is your service anyway? I don't recognize this call. It says Continuity Subscription Merchants. How did we get this going in the first place?
You had to search some information for... you had to search a property for some information.
Oh,
so
I
see. So this account is with dmvrecords.us.org. So that's DMV. You could search your driver's history. You could search a car. That's what our DMV website is for. We would give records on information such as that.
Okay, yeah. And, all right. Well, so the current charge, see, what I don't understand is in the previous charges, the bank discontinued that credit card. And now I have a new charge on 522 that's on the new credit card. So I don't know how you got a hold of the new credit card if it was discontinued from the old credit card. How does that happen?
Ma'am, I'm telling you, we didn't bill you.
Huh, okay. Well, I will just report that to the bank. I don't know what's going on. Okay, thank you. I've got your number here. Bye. There's so much static, I can't hear you at all.
Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
No.
Thank you for calling.